We pray together. Merciful Father,
we offer you joy and thanksgiving, what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord.
We're now going to join in the prayers of God's people and not be aware of certainly some of the prayers that should be prayed for, or people should be prayed for. In the second petition, if you'll see, it says, come to those we lift up to you now especially, and at that time I would ask if you would express a prayer, somebody or something that we should be praying for, okay? You do that? Just hold a little away. See you guys. So, let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In this season of Advent, and as we begin this new church year, may we, your people, continue to be a beacon of your light and a model of your love, speaking the truth of your word in love and calling the world to repentance and new life in your name. Lord and King, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, as your servant kingship was one of humbleness and mercy as you came to your people, from your human birth to your entry into Jerusalem to your death on the cross, we give thanks that you still humbly and yet mightily come to us today. Come to those we lift up to you now.
Bev, Ann,
Sabine,
Rosanna,
Dean, Timothy and Raymond as pregnancy,
Cheryl, Frank,
Tracy,
Dylan,
we certainly think of the Lucky family as they mourn the death of Pastor's grandmother. And for all of these, O Lord, in their needs, whether they be needs for physical healing, or for emotional support and healing and care, or for spiritual strength and guidance, we commend them to you, O Lord, asking that you be with them according to their needs, that your Spirit work in their lives and work in all of those who have various needs, those we have not mentioned. Lord and King, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Come to the wayward and erring, those who have rejected your word, those apathetic to your grace, or those who have yet to hear the saving good news of Advent, hope, and Christmas joy. Lord and King, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Come to the nations of the world that war and conflict may cease and instead have peace. Come to the poor and outcast that hope and joy may be found in you. Come, Lord Jesus, Savior and King, to your church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, to your world. Bless all missionaries, pastors, teachers, and lay people who shine the light of the gospel, that we may be a sign of your everlasting love for those in darkness. All these things we pray in the name of our one true King, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray as our Lord Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive the blessing of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace.